Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. This is Bank Park. So we heard there on the last break, Hugh, the sound Tucker actually picked up on. It was like the PS5 sound.
Yes.
And then we walked out to the concourse and we looked up at Fanavision, and MLB The Show is being loaded up on there, which means that's the game it's likely that you and I are playing today when the show ends on Fanavision. Now so here's the question: Are you ready to play? Like, are you prepared? No.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I mean,
are you going to get beat by kids?
Probably.
Okay.
More than likely, especially if they play.
Yeah.
Because I don't play too many sports games. I was more looking forward to like a Mario Kart type situation.
That would be fun.
You know. Since we can't play, you know, shooters,
shooters. It's a family.
Yeah, it's a family thing.
Yeah.
But no, we're going to have fun with it, man. I'm going to probably get dragged all over the place by a bunch of little 8-year-olds.
And we'll tell everyone about it tomorrow.
And they're going to talk about me.
It'll be
cool.
Awesome.
It'll be a great time.
Maybe we'll throw a perfect game against you with Wheeler.
You know what? If they ask me for this suggestion on teams or players to use, I'm going to suggest that you know, Hugh over here thinks Zach Wheeler is only the ninth best player in Philadelphia. So why don't you throw against him?
Whatever budding relationship me and Buzz had has died today.
Yeah.
with the Zach
Wheeler
take.
Sometimes, you know, when you fill in, you kind of fill in the seat you're in, right?
So yeah.
He's sitting in for Kyle. What does Kyle do? Put you in your place.
Yeah.
Right. So they buzz.
So Buzz is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle fights with you. Buzz is fighting with
you.
That's what we have to do. All right. Speaking of something that might get people to fight about it, I heard this yesterday. I was driving home, and Hugh, at first my reaction was, can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about it more, and I think there is some merit to the idea of this. Listen to Spike Eskin yesterday as we all try to figure out how the Philly is going to make this team better. Right. What is the plan and the path to making this team better between now and the trade deadline? And a player that I think everyone or most people right now would say off limits, Spike says, no, now is actually the time you try to get value for him. Here's Spike yesterday on a trade idea for the Phillies.
As we approach the trade deadline, you have to be open to trading Ranger Suarez. If you don't think you're going to re-sign Ranger, if you haven't seen him complete an entire season healthy as a starter, which we have not, I'm not saying they have to trade him, but I know that Nola's coming back in August. I know that we only need 4 starters in the playoffs. I know that Ranger's probably gone, and if they can get a everyday good bat, like an outfielder, if we can solve our outfielder problem by trading Ranger Suarez, I'm open to doing that.
Your reaction, Hugh, to the idea, the concept that he brought up yesterday. I mean, obviously, Ranger is the name, but the concept of trading from our strength to help the team in a different way.
I see where he's coming from, because not too long ago, we were talking about what Ranger was and what he could before he started pitching the way he's pitching.
Yep.
We talked about him potentially being a piece because we weren't going to sign him. And we also talked about what does this year actually mean? Like, we ran it back. We ran it back with the intention of making it to the World Series. What bargaining pieces do we have? It was obvious that Ranger, before he started pitching the way he was pitching, didn't feel like he factored in to what for the long-term goals or the long-term plan. Because you didn't sign him.
Mm-hmm.
So I get where he's coming from, but I think that now people are a little cringy because of the way Ranger's pitching. But early on, we didn't know that this was going to be the case. So I pick up what he's putting down.
So
he's your hottest commodity right now.
He is. I have 2 issues with why I would not do it right now, but then I did think of a name. Like he was trying to find like a one-for-one kind of swap that can make the team better. I want to throw a name out to you just coming up in a minute. But first, the reason why I would hesitate to do it right now, even though he's not wrong the way he laid it out, right? Like, he is your most valuable – he's a valuable commodity. We don't know if he's going to be here after this season. And if you can get an everyday player back for him, maybe it makes you better in a different way.
Yeah.
Hugh, the issue I have is sometimes a strength can go from being a strength to a weakness
really
fast.
Really quickly, yeah.
So the Phillies' strength is starting pitching. If we subtracted Ranger, right, now we're subtracting from the starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when Nola's coming back, right?
You don't know what you're going to get when he comes.
Right, he stunk before. Now, he has a track record of being a very good pitcher, and I think the odds say he's probably going to be at least serviceable down the stretch of the season, assuming the rib is fine and the ankle's fine. But I also have the truth of this season, which he was bad before he left. And Andrew Painter, has anyone noticed he hasn't been dominating AAA? Like, we've just assumed that Andrew Painter is going to arrive here and he's going to help. But
and they slow played it. They decided to slow play
it. But he really hasn't pitched at a super high level at AAA. Like, he's not pitched well enough where it's like, oh, look, he's ready to come up here and without question dominate. So if you subtract Frazier, and then now we're playing the game of, okay, yeah, you might not need him in the playoffs. We have to get to the playoffs first, right? And then
– yeah, and that's not a guarantee.
Yeah, I feel like you're taking a strength, and all of a sudden you're making it a not as big of a strength. You have question marks at the back end of the rotation, and for what? So my instinct is I would not do it, but I think it's interesting. But I was watching the game last night. I did think of – because I think Spike was trying to find like a one-for-one, right? We'll give you Ranger, you give us this, and actually it makes us better. And I thought of a player that's actually here in town for the Padres. You always talk about small ball, moving runners, putting the bat on the ball. San Diego is a pretty good team, but they don't have enough starting pitching. Would you trade Ranger Suarez for Luis Arraez? He has been one of the best contact hitters in baseball for years. He's also a free agent after the season. He has won batting titles. I think he's got three of them. He hit 354, he hit 314, he hit 316. He's a career 319 hitter. Do you know how many times he struck out this entire season? Seven. He's like the opposite of the Phillies hitters, right?
Yeah.
Would you make that swap? He's one of the best pure hitters in baseball. He plays first. You can move Bryce to the outfield. Like, you can make it work. If the Padres really wanted a pitcher and they're willing to move Luis Arraez, they're both free agents, so it's not like they all go to free agency in 2 months anyway. Mm-hmm. That's like that. I heard Spike yesterday. I thought about it. I knew we were going to bring it up because just the idea of the Ranger thing. Luis Arraez is a fascinating player because he's like a throwback. Nobody hits like him anymore. He's almost like, you know, some people have brought up the comparison to Tony Gwynn back in his day. You know, didn't strike out, put the bat on the ball, 300 basically every year. Would you do that to get maybe the best contact hitter in baseball? One for one.
35 years old?
Oh, he's younger than that.
How old is he?
28.
28, okay.
I mean, they're both free agents after the season, so
okay.
you're going, anyone's staying.
Yeah, okay.
You're just swapping a star pitcher right now for a guy that's been one of the best hitters in baseball for about 5 years now.
Contact, yeah, I think I would. Yeah, if you're talking about one for one, and I think we have enough, well, pitching-wise, starting pitching-wise, that you could sacrifice that to get somebody that's going to make that kind of contact on a regular basis. But where would you bat him in the lineup?
Well, I mean, you could bat him one and Turner two, and then you go Harper, Schwarber. I mean, he'd be somewhere near the top because
yeah.
You want that.
Yeah,
I mean,
you want that getting on base.
Yeah, and I just like I've started to rethink about what the Phillies. I mean, we all want pop, but I wonder if they're just going to try to win these games 2-1, 3-2, right? That's the way they're built this year. And Arraez is one of those guys that like he could help you win those kind of games. He's just one of the most unique players in baseball. And we always complain about strikeouts and chase. He has struck out seven times the entire season. It almost looks fake when you look at his numbers. Again, he's a 319 career. I thought when I heard Spike yesterday and I was watching the game last night, I thought about Arraez as kind of an option there if we were looking for a Ranger trade one for one. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Jimmy in Richburg. I think we met Jimmy last week at McGurk's and Langer. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I did see you guys there.
Yeah, Jimmy, what's up, man?
All right, so I want to ask you one question. So with the T.J. Watt thing, Q, if I was a coach, I switched you from D-line to O-line, would you want to defend that guy?
What? Before I answer this question, I mean, where are we going with this?
You're worried it's a leading question?
Well, because it's like, if I'm a defensive end, why would I, and being my size and my stature, what would be the purpose of moving me to offensive line?
Probably what? Not a good move. I'm just asking you.
It's a hypothetical. I think it's about how hard Watt is to block.
No, but my point is, hypothetically, why would that make sense to move me to offensive line? That's the problem.
Jimmy, I understand what you're saying, but that's the problem I'm wrapping my mind around.
What?
But I think, you know, look, you guys mentioned, Chris Long. We signed him for back-to-back Super Bowls, right? Mm-hmm. He won one in New England. He won one here. I think he made a difference. So let's go get another ring, man.
So you're in on Watt. You want to push in and go win the ring this year. Yeah.
I still don't understand that.
And I think that's how it goes. You know, Smith, man. You don't know.
You don't know. Now, Jimmy, I think there's a lot of promise with Nolan, and I like him. Like, I'm not looking to move Nolan.
I don't want to get rid of him.
Right, but it's a hypothetical to get one of the best players, really one of the best pass rushers the league has had in a decade.
Correct. And let's go get it. You know what I mean?
No, now, Jimmy, I'm still stuck on the hypothetical. Could you kind of wrap that up for me? Because I need to understand what was the purpose of you moving me to offensive line.
Well, dude, I would never put you on the O-line because you're a D guy. You know what I mean?
I think I could translate for it. I think I got it. And Jimmy, man, it was great meeting you last week.
Why you let Jimmy off the hook?
Appreciate the call. I think I know where Jimmy was going.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, but entertain me.
Well, so I think he was trying to set you up, but you cut it off. I think he was asking if you had to play – like I'm going to get in Jimmy's head. Hugh, if you had to play offensive line and I said you had to block T.J. Watt, how would you feel? And I think you'd say, uh-oh, right?
Well,
I think the next thing he would say is, would you feel as worried if you were blocking Nolan Smith? I think he was going with the idea that T.J.'s at a different level. If you were on that side, who would you fear more? That's who he wants.
Well, to be – okay, we're going to pretend like we know what he was talking about.
I think that's what he was going to say.
I'd be afraid of both of them. Right, you know why?
You can't block.
Because I can't – exactly.
But so hypothetical.
How did that tie in to anything that we was – but again, Jimmy, live your truth.
He just wanted you to say TJ's better than
Jimmy,
Nolan.
Jimmy, live your truth. I see what you mean when I say this. My fault. Jimmy, live your truth. I mean, I can't argue.
He was going with a creative way to get you to say T.J. Watt's
creative.
Better than Nolan Smith.
That's not a skill set.
Buzz, did you pick up where Jimmy was going with that?
I don't know. It sounded like he almost had Hugh cornered there, and you let him off the hook.
Of course Buzz is going to agree with that. Buzz is still triggered by the whole Wheeler thing.
Well, we all are.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You ranked him ninth.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
Well, apologize.
Apologize
or change your list.
Can't do it.
It's not that hard.
Can't do it.
Do you now see where Jimmy may have been going?
No. don't understand the correlation either. Like, who would I be afraid? I'd be afraid of both of them, Jimmy, because I'm not an offensive lineman. Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this. Laremy Tunsil, right? The Commanders just traded for Laremy Tunsil.
Yes.
He's going to protect the blind side for Jaden Daniels.
Laremy Tunsil's a good player, too.
He's had an excellent career. Let's say it's a rematch in the NFC Championship game. Eagles-Commanders. Who do you think Laremy Tunsil would rather have to block for 3 hours? Nolan Smith or T.J. Watt? I think that's what Jimmy was trying to get to. He just did it in his own creative way.
Well, I would say, given the resume, I would probably say T.J. Watt.
He'd rather block Watt?
No, he would rather not block
Watt. Right. I think I think we figured it out.
But you got to block them both.
Well,
You got to do your job, it don't matter. It's like whoever you line up against, you got to do your job. So that dog does not.
You can still have a preference.
Dog hunts.
What do you mean you can have a preference? Not if you out there trying to win a game. Oh, I gotta go against Jonathan Ogden. Well, if I had my preference, I would rather go against somebody else. It don't work like that, fellas.
I thought you were gonna say. I thought you were gonna call out an offensive tackle you dominated.
Oh no, nah.
I'm sure there were certain guys
you beat up
had an easier time with.
I was gonna use Trey, but I'm going to let Trey lead it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You said before you beat him like a drum in practice.
He used to beat Trey like a drum. Just beat him like a drum. No, because Trey was letting me have it. You know, Trey was the one that told me about get the janitor keys. He told me to put the janitor keys on. He was like, yeah. Because he was.
There is a way to get your keys back. We learned this earlier.
Just go to have those keys.
Go to the neighborhood block party. Hang out with Skip for a little bit.
Definitely
get the keys
not going
back.
To the neighborhood block party. Yeah. Definitely not doing that. The amount that I want to deal with my neighbors is minimal. And that's no disrespect to my neighbors because I'm pretty sure they're great people. But I don't feel like –
it comes across disrespectful.
No, I just don't feel like having conversations about football like all the time. I mean, I talk about sports every day.
Yeah.
So I don't – and this is no disrespect because I will engage in you know –
just hit him with the – I don't really watch football.
But it's like some people, they want to validate – their opinion about certain things that happen in football, and I'm just like, dog, I've been talking for 4 hours all day. I don't feel like talking to you about football the rest of the day. Can we talk? Like, if you talk to me about something else, I'll be willing to engage in that
conversation. I think Skip's got a lot of things he wants to talk to you
about. But when you, like, listen, this happened to me the other day. And if he's listening, hey dog, you were fine, but still, you kind of, you know, you asking me about, you know, the TO situation. Like, I had to go to the leases office to get my keys, right? So buddy asking me about TO and hey, are you Hugh Douglas? You know I'm Hugh Douglas that played for the Eagles, but he tried to frame it in a way where he was surprised. Oh, I didn't know you. Come on, dog. I don't feel like having. Help me get my keys, dog. That's all I asked for you to do. I don't need all the whole conversation about me and T.O. and what the Eagles did. I don't feel like having that conversation right now. Give me my car key. Give me my keys to my place.
You're going to be 80 years old and someone's going to ask you about the T.O. situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, because a matter of fact, when he was talking to me, I'm texting y'all. I'm like, dog, long talking, like telling me about everybody's business that I don't care about. And if you're listening, oh well. I'm just saying, because I ain't trying to have that conversation every day.
So this is a filibuster by T.J. Watt now?
No, I'm just saying.
You filibustered us.
I'm not filibustering. I'm just saying.
But this is what he does. He goes on a tangent when he doesn't want to answer the question.
And he hopes that no one remembers what the conversation began as. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's exactly what happens.
I can see right now, me and Buzz, I thought Buzz was going to be a good wingman. I don't think me and Buzz are going
to
hang out anymore.
Well, you did try to help me down at the ballpark after you called me a ladies' man. I feel kind of bad going at you all day.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, no. I ain't forgot, because Buzz, listen,
Hugh feels betrayed.
It was me and Mike.
But wait, so take us through the story. Buzz, you knew this person, right?
I met this person one time previously.
But hold up.
Now, the way Hugh told the story was as if, like...
Mike is sitting right there. Mike, was it familiar? Did she seem like she was familiar? She was happy to see Buzz. And Buzz tried to play her.
Buzz is spoken for.
But no, I'm not saying Buzz was cheating.
No, I didn't say that word.
I'm not saying he was. He wasn't
doing
anything.
But he was acting like he was spoken for.
But Buzz is spoken for. We're not trying to get Buzz in trouble. So if Mrs. Buzz is listening, we ain't trying to get him in trouble. But Buzz treated her like, hey, we hung out one time and that was it.
Wait,
like,
had the game started?
No.
Because Buzz scores the game. You got
to
leave him alone.
Yeah, we were going to get something to eat. And she was like, hey, Buzz, it's nice seeing you again. And Buzz kind of looked at her like... Like, you know what I mean? Why are you speaking?
Maybe he was in game mode.
I don't know what he was in, but I was like, Buzz, why are you handling the young lady like
that? So how would you translate the story Hugh just told Buzz?
I didn't think anything of it until Hugh thought it was the funniest thing ever. He's like, damn, why didn't you get her number?
He was like, well, I have a girlfriend. But I was like, obviously, Buzz, she remembers you. And you left some kind of impact.
Well, I leave that kind of impact on everyone, not just women.
Impact. So I was like, Buzz, look at Buzz being a ladies man. Okay, Buzz.
This was the story that led to the clip of you calling Buzz a ladies' man.
The ladies' man. Ladies' man.
Heartthrob was the other term that was thrown around that day. Yeah,
he liked those.
Well, you don't forget those. Yeah, and when you don't get called that very often, when you hear it, you remember it.
Buzz, a heartthrob up in this piece.
Let's go to Tim in Coatesville. What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's Tim. Up, what's Tim? Up?
Well, I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard you guys talking about trading Suarez, which is crazy to me. I don't understand why you would even, you know.
So, I'm not looking to do it, Tim, but I heard Spike bring it up. And at first, I thought it's crazy. The only way I'm doing it is if I'm getting an everyday bat back that can make a difference. I mean, that's
who we was talking about.
We have a very good bat that sits on the bench most of the time right now that we can trade. I don't want to trade him. You know, but we have them, and we have to get rid of somebody at the trade deadline to pick up some pitching in the bullpen.
Who do we have that we – who's the bat?
Sosa.
Yeah, but what are we getting for Edmundo Sosa?
He said a really good bat. He didn't say a bat.
He's a good bat, man. That guy should not be on the bench. I don't think he should be on the bench. He could start somewhere.
He probably could, but what do you think we're getting realistically for Edmundo Sosa?
You don't think we can get a good bullpen guy for Sosa? Really?
Well, I don't think so. No, I mean, like, well, the teams that are good. Well, let's workshop this. The teams that are good probably don't need a starting shortstop, right? That's probably true. And the teams that are bad, they want. What's that?
You're saying he plays a couple.
No, yeah, right. He's a utility. Okay, we'll call him a utility guy. But teams that are good aren't going to give you a high-impact reliever because they're in the race. And teams that are bad, they want prospects. What are they going to do with Edmundo Sosa? Like, if you're the Pirates, why do you want Edmundo Sosa?
Well, that's true. They're not going to be buyers.
Right, you know, and they want prospects, right? They want guys that are dirt cheap for 6 years. It's just, I understand the concept. I'm just not sure
that he's worth what you need.
Well, yeah, it's just kind of an awkward player to trade because he's not super young. Bad teams don't probably want him. Good teams could use him, but then you're not getting anything. You know, why would a good team trade you a good reliever? He's kind of awkward to put in a trade.
I hear what you're saying. The other thing that I really wanted to say is, what are we going to do with Nola when he comes back? Is there any way that we could put him in the bullpen? Because if he comes back late in September or sometime in September, he's not going to be able to be a good starter, bro.
Listen,
you put him in the bullpen, and we got a chance to make a good run in the postseason.
You are not putting Aaron Nola in the bullpen. What are you talking about? I mean, I appreciate you living your truth, but what plan are you on, bro?
They ain't about the last couple weeks of the year.
They ain't putting him in the bullpen.
So I see it.
Yeah, here's where I'm at on this. Aaron Nola right now, Tim, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, until someone gets hurt or falls off or he pitches well, Aaron Nola is the fifth starter. Right? Like, we have four guys that are pitching higher level right now. Nola wasn't. So he's going to slot back in as the five. Now, here's what I think becomes interesting. If he comes back and nothing changes, right? Wheeler, Suarez, Sanchez, Lazard are all better than him. You don't need a fifth starter in the playoffs.
Like, so you're going to put him in the bullpen.
Or he doesn't participate. Remember a couple years ago?
I could see the non-participation. You're talking about when
Taiwan.
Taiwan was in it, yeah.
Right? Like, if Nola pitches like we remember him for years, he could work his way back in this mix. I'm just saying, if he's only okay and those four guys are good, what do you do with him in the playoffs? Because, I mean, you could put him in the bullpen, but he's never done this.
You're not putting him in the bullpen. Well, I can't see that as an option.
Then he might end up as a long man emergency guy in the bullpen, or he's not on the roster, like the way Taiwan was 2 years ago.
I hear you.
It could be awkward.
I hear you. But I think that Nola has enough cachet that they're not going to even present that to him like that.
The other thing, and this is probably the most realistic, if he pitches well, one of the other guys goes to the bullpen, a Lizardo. A Sanchez,
Ranger,
and Nola back to the rotation.
Yeah.
But they better work, right? Because he has to pitch well. Otherwise, we're going to sit there and say, why did you take this guy out of the rotation?
Yeah. That's the problem. That's the dilemma.
Yeah, of course.
That you're going to have is that if you do decide to do that, which I think he has enough cachet that they're not going to even consider that. That if you put him in a rotation and put him out in the bullpen, he better show up.
Because that will be controversial. If he goes in the rotation over someone who's pitched better than him all year, that would be one we would critique. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call. Sixers lost a player a lot of people wanted to keep, and I saw something in the NBA today that actually could be a precursor to something we see down the line with the Sixers, with Embiid or Paul George. We'll get to that coming up. Also, another song was written about Jack and DeCamera. This is becoming the thing now. You'll hear some of that, and we'll check in with you people. Excited to see what they have to say today after all this nonsense. 215-592-9494, and your last chance to either apologize to Zach Wheeler or change your list. That is coming up. You prepared?
I'm prepared.
Okay. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller. We're live today at Citizens Bank Park. We're hanging out. We're going to play... It looks like MLB The Show on Fanavision with the winners of the Phillies Fantastic Auction. We're excited for that. Going to the game with some of our listeners tonight. So it's a great day. Hopefully the Phillies get another victory. Hopefully Bryce Harper is once again obviously in the lineup and hits well.
Work on my part.
Oh, yeah. Well, you almost hit one yesterday. That Jackson Merrill cost you.
Boy, if I did, hey.
It's probably better for the rest of us.
Yeah, because if your boy would have hit yesterday.
Well, you were really chirping as we ended the show yesterday because Ike and Spike were like, come on, you bet on Max Kepler in a home run?
I did. I mean, and he almost hit one.
Well, almost don't count in betting.
Almost doesn't count. No, it don't count.
It does not. You either win or you lose. All right, you're feeling on Bryce Harper. Let's check the Twitter poll one more time on Bryce Harper. Are you expecting to see the Bryce we're used to, the typical Bryce Harper this season, the rest of the way now that he's back? I'm not, because I heard yesterday a player that seems unsure of himself physically. Do you expect Bryce Harper to play at his typical level now that he's back from that? Yes or no? No. At 58%. Does that mean you lost the poll today? Is that how this works?
Not me yet. I'm learning. Yeah.
Interesting.
People don't believe in it.
Interesting results on this one. Would you trade Nolan Smith and a late round pick for TJ Watt? How do you think people voted on this?
Oh, they probably wouldn't want to trade him.
Wouldn't want to.
I think they probably would. I would say we get caught up on name recognition. So I would say yes, they want to trade him.
So we do sometimes get caught up in name recognition, but we also are caught up in these guys just won the Super Bowl. So
okay.
People are with you on this. I think the split is interesting. 60% would not trade Smith and a late round pick for TJ Watt. 40% would. So it's pretty close to a split. We'll see where that vote goes over the rest of the day. But that's interesting to me because I'm a Nolan Smith guy, and I think he's going to turn into a really good Eagle, and he already has shown a lot, and we saw what he did in the postseason.
Definitely has shown a lot.
But, boy, T.J. Watt is a special player, and you pair him and Jalen Carter, and you tell me there's health for those guys and Bond in the secondary, and I think the Eagles will be back in the Super Bowl this coming season. Plus, I keep him out of Washington. I keep him out of Detroit. I would do that. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, we'll get to you people coming up, and I hear we have another song on the DeCamber and Fritz situation. A couple things on the NBA. Sixers lose Yabusele, a guy that I think they wanted to keep, and they could have traded last year the deadline. They did not. So that's, I think they were in a transition mode anyway, but I liked him. I thought he brought good energy and played more than I thought he was going to give last year when they signed him. So that's a loss. He goes to the Knicks. I think he'll help that team. But the huge story in the NBA today, did you see this? The Bucks bought Dame Lillard out.
They got tired of him. That was like $100 million, wasn't it?
$113 million.
That's crazy.
So he just tore his Achilles. So he's out and now not on the team. So we'll see where his career goes. But the first thing I thought of when I saw that they basically ate $113 million because he's old and hurt, is I think we're looking at the future. And I'm not saying tomorrow, but like maybe a year from now. This could be how the Sixers end it with either Embiid or Paul George. Like, if Paul George comes in this year and he stinks it up, they could just, after the year, say,
buy him out.
It's over.
Yeah, and I know more than likely teams don't want to do that, but it's kind of unprecedented that, you know, Damon being hurt like he is, most teams would probably wait and see.
Yeah, rehabilitate him, trade him.
Yeah, yeah. But it's one of those things now that, to your point, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle Joel. Because we don't know, and I'm not wishing anything ill on Joel, but we don't know how that knee is going to heal. And there was a lot of speculation about this experimental thing that he was having done, whether or not it was going to work. So I'm pretty sure when the Sixers saw that, they're going to look at that, and there's probably going to be some conversation, but I don't think that they're willing to give up on Joel just yet.
It's amazing how quickly the numbers that shock you change in sports, right? When the Eagles got rid of Wentz, right? I think they had like a $30-something million cap hit, and that was a huge deal. And then didn't the Falcons do that, Matt Ryan? They had a huge cap hit.
Yeah, they ate that money.
Like $40 million, right? Yeah. And then Russell Wilson. And now we're into the NBA. Now these contracts are guaranteed, so that makes it a little more complicated. But we just had a like, just think about that. Could you ever imagine when you were playing? This is not a contract a player signed for. Hugh, a team just decided to eat $113 million.
Just goes to show you how much money they're making.
It's unbelievable.
And they said, oh, you know what? We'll pay you out. Just go home.
Just get out.
Just go.
It's best for both sides if we just go our separate ways.
And that has to be bittersweet because you get all your money up front, pay the taxes, but at the same time, you were so bad or they felt some type of way about you that said, you know what, dog, just go home.
Yeah, I mean, the money just like boggles your mind that a team would just say, okay, we're done here. We'll just write the check and they'll stretch it out over a couple of years. I think, you know, we could be a year or so from either George or Embiid, the Sixers doing something similar with that if they can't trade him. We shall see on that. All right, let's go back to the phones, and then we got to hear this song that was written. So this is our second song today that has been
second
written
song. Gotcha.
About the camera and Fritz. Let's go to Rick in Easton. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. With the Phillies real quick, because I have an Eagles point, too. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you have to look at the other teams, not just your home team, which is what we do a lot. The Yankees went 29 scoreless innings against the Angels. The Mets had a problem with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Chicago Cubs and the Dodgers can't make separation from the pack. Believe it or not, guys, no one's going to give us a right-handed bat that's going to put us over the top. We have so many starting pitchers that will have to go to the bullpen, Hugh, because, yes, all hands on deck. They really can stay pat if you look at the other rosters in this league. The Phillies don't really have to make a move, and they're going to just have to do what you have to do in the playoffs. You have to get hot, and that's just the way it's got to be. Sometimes in a plane, they tell you that your best exit is the exit behind you. Stay pat. Leave it alone. You're competing with the top teams in the league. Don't have to make a move.
Rick, I understand your point, and it's a fair one, and we definitely do that. I mean, it's we all do it, right? Like we kind of lock in. We're on the Phillies every night, and you're right. And the other teams have had issues too. The one thing I would say though is that the way you framed it is almost under the assumption no one else improves. And I think that's not going to happen, right? Like, the Mets are going to try to trade for someone. The Dodgers always add. They got Tommy Edman, who was the NLCS MVP at the trade deadline last year. So if everyone is exactly the way they are now the whole way, you could be right. Like, this could be good enough. But we also got to think that, like, those teams might try to improve too, which means we got to at least stay on par.
Pitching's the name of the game, and we have a lot of it. Now, I got to go to the Eagles before you cut me off, because I can't get people to understand this. The Eagles, for years, had problems building through the draft, which is what you do. You know this just as well as anybody else. When you build through the draft, you have to protect the pieces that you drafted. To start spending money for free agents and getting a T.J. Watt or go getting that defensive tackle end from the Browns would have been a huge mistake. You have a lot of great pieces that we finally drafted for. We have to sign those guys 2, 3, 4, and 5 years from now. We got Bama on offense. We got Georgia on defense. We finally got it right. Let's stop talking about getting extra pieces. We have 85% of a Super Bowl roster coming back. Leave it alone. We're going to be fine.
So they will be fine, Rick. I mean, of course they're going to be fine, right? They're still the favorite to get to the Super Bowl again.
But you're looking upgrade.
Can I also point this out, and he's right, right? They've built most of this through the draft, right? Howie's done an incredible job last 5 years. Look about how Devontae and Jalen and Dickerson and Mylon, like, these guys all got here a certain way, right? Jalen Carter, Quinyon Cooper.
All of them.
May I point out, though, and I think I could say this fairly, maybe their best offensive and defensive player last year they got in free agency. Bond was a free agent. Now, I know he wasn't expected to be what he became, but he was a free agent signing. And obviously, there's no rules on how you have to do this. Just get good players. And I know you said earlier in the offseason when we did the whole T.J. Watt, Garrett thing, it's not worth it, right? The price and the contract. But I also think Howie is opportunistic enough to say if the price drops low enough,
then I
have to be part of this conversation. Like, do I think the Eagles should trade 2 first-round picks for T.J. Watt? No, I don't. So they don't need to, and that's too much for an aging player. But if the price drops to where they call up, the Steelers call up and say, we'll give you T.J. Watt for Nolan Smith and a 6, and then you might say no, and I know you've said no, Hugh. The Eagles have to consider that. That's not a big price.
Consider it, but then you also, that's a sign and trade in my mind. That's a sign, sign and trade. I said it right.
Basically, yeah.
So
you're signing him.
I don't know what T.J. Watt is asking for, but
well, it's got to be in the upper 30
that's
million.
That's what I was about to say, because it has to be. He feels like he's comparable to
Garrett, who got 40 a year.
He got 40, so he's going to want to get paid.
Well, and the longer you wait, Mike is going to probably reset it, and that just pushes the bar higher.
And Mike, that's another thing. Mike still hasn't gotten his deal yet, so that might be more of a headache than you really want. When you already got guys that are under contract that are coming to camp, you know, because say, for instance, you trade for T.J. Watt, and the deal is sweet. You don't have to give up a whole lot. Now T.J. Watt is holding you hostage because he's not coming to camp until he gets some money in his pocket. That's a whole headache that I don't think Howie wants. And that's the chance you take when you trade for a player like that. Because to me it feels like TJ is trying to get, like, he wants to get his one big deal.
This is the last big one.
This is the last one. This is the last hurrah. The Steelers feel like they don't want to give it to him. He's at that impasse. Him and Hendrickson.
Yeah, your guy.
They're in the same boat, man. They're highly productive guys, but they're in that middle range of they're a little bit older.
Yeah.
And they want a lot of money. And the model is, when you look around the NFL, and this is another thing that kind of validates the luxury, not a necessity thing.
Nope.
But look, the Cincinnati Bengals went and got younger. at that position. Now, granted, they screwed that up. I don't know what the last thing
is. That
was
the example you want to use?
But no, I'm just saying they screwed
clueless.
Up.
They're clueless.
They
can't
to,
get to the playoffs with a top five quarterback in the league.
They tried to fleece the young man, like, what was his name, Shamir, whatever
Shamar
his name,
Stewart.
Shamar Stewart, and he's not with that. But when you look at most teams, that's the model. Even when you talk about the Rams, they went and got younger. Even though Aaron Donald retired, he retired, and I think he would have had he would have still been a Ram, but they went out and they got younger.
Yeah, and that,
they got a younger defensive line.
And they can play, yeah.
Yes, they can. I mean, that's the way the league is going. Defensive players are more expendable now than they've ever been at any other time in the NFL because they are niche players. And what I mean by that is this. They're most of them are pass rush specialists, and they like to rotate those
so
guys.
As much as it pains me, I think you're right on the concept you're saying out here.
Mm-hmm.
But just like when Howie went and paid a running back when no one did, right? I wonder if it comes back. So if everyone's thinking that way, eventually a great defensive player is going to be almost a value play. Like,
yeah.
Wait a second.
A great defensive player.
A great defensive player. Like, at some point, you're right. I think you're right on this. Like, teams are going younger on defense. They're going cheaper on defense. But then eventually, if Howie's sitting there in August and like, wait, I can get T.J. Watt for a third-round pick? Like, how do I not make this call?
See,
there's almost like it goes so far the other way that I have to, like, I have to be part of this.
See, here's the thing with that. The type of money I feel, and I don't know any of this to be true. This is me recklessly speculating like I like to do. I think that with T.J. Watt's age and the money that he's asking for, the Steelers don't want to – they don't want to do that.
Right. Otherwise, he'd be signed already.
He'll be signed already. I think that when you look at Myles Garrett, he's still in his 20s. Like, what, 28? Something like
that. Well, the other issue is the Browns, he's the franchise player.
Yeah, he's the face of the – he's in a totally different position.
Well, he also held them up. Remember, he was trying to get traded everywhere, and then eventually they just paid him.
Yeah, so it's different. But, again, older pass rushers, man, you could have the resume, but they're like, oh, you know, at some point –
At some point, you go to Jacksonville and you're done.
At some point, it's about to go south for you. And they're willing to take that chance that it is. And if he goes somewhere else, he might have a good season.
Yeah.
He might have a banner year. But he's still on the wrong side of that. And I don't think teams want to pay that.
Yeah, they might not. All right, we're going to end today, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, with the latest song that was made for us. This one by Scott and King of Prussia. But first, Buzz, can we check in with you people? See what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, so some very interesting comments both on Twitter and on YouTube today. I feel like when I filled in with the show before, when I've, you know, taken note of what people comment on your show usually it's a lot of people mad at Joe, you know, for whatever take he threw out that day. Hugh, I gotta say, you're getting killed way more in the comments today.
I mean, I expect that. Let them come.
Yeah.
I'm like Jon Snow in this situation. Let them come.
For starters, a lot of people did not care for the Bryce Harper slap hitter stuff or just get the runners over. A few people said, oh, Hugh wants him to be Bryce Rojas, which I thought was a pretty pretty good nickname.
$330 million for Bryce Rojas.
I'm just trying to take y'all behind the curtain. I can't help it. Y'all get mad at me for being honest.
Doesn't hit the rest of the season, every time he makes an out, I'm going to think, well, at least he moved a runner.
He said Bryce
like, you've ruined
Bryce
the season.
Just put the ball in play.
Yeah, put the ball in play.
Good things will happen. Also, people were astounded that you wouldn't make that T.J. Watt trade. A lot of people, like the Steelers, would say no. Why is Hugh saying no? So people not fans of that. Also, I guess it's when we're on remote like this, and you know, you guys are at the ballpark, I'm here, it eliminates the camera cutting back to the studio, so people couldn't see me. So a lot of people thought it was funny. It was like, damn, Buzz is chiming in and like just throwing shade at Hugh off camera. Like it was like I was just some voice popping in.
Almost like you were hiding.
Yes.
I like that.
So that was pretty funny. And I got to say, and I know we're going to play this song in a minute, the DeCamera and Fritz stuff. A lot of people seem to be Taylor. I feel like most people were pro Jack coming in. A lot of people love to hate on the hammer. After Jack, you know, I kind of mentally wore down the other day. It feels like a lot of people are shifting their support towards Joe DeCamera, towards the hammer, if you will, just because they feel like Jack's mental stability isn't it. They don't want to support a loser.
Yeah, I think you know what it was. I think and Jack he kind of hit it himself.
So strong.
Jack hit it himself.
But people are saying
yesterday. Yeah, I mean, think about it. Right, Jack mentioned the name Markelle Fultz. I brought up earlier, you know, Ben Simmons not dunking against the Hawks. Like that's the kind of meltdown we had on that golf course, and it's tough for people here to accept that.
Loser is so strong, though.
Like people are jumping off the wagon now. He's down 1-0.
Yeah, and they are acting as if this is over when really it's not. I mean, there's four events left.
Yeah, it's just the start. We still got time.
Sorry, that was it. That was it.
Okay.
That was it?
Yeah. All right, Buzz.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I'm sure if we dig deep, there's a lot of mean comments.
Oh, yeah, mean comments.
Well, yeah, there's a few things I can't say on the air, but I had to.
We love those people living in their mom's
basement. I am glad that the people
want to get. People want Hugh to get his keys back, too.
Well, of course.
Well, tell the people, that's probably not going to happen.
I do appreciate that.
Wait a minute. The way Buzz said it, they want me to get so they want me to sacrifice myself for Skip. No, that ain't about to happen.
Yeah, they want you to hang with them.
With Skip. Yeah.
I'm not hanging out with Skip.
The people support Skip on the show,
no,
the listeners.
I'm not that friendly.
I really am proud of the you people and everyone listening today because I hope everyone had the same reaction that I did when Hugh said Bryce Harper can move runners.
Listen.
Because I felt it like in my soul, like it
drunk
was
uncle at the barbecue. Sometimes I gotta tell y'all what y'all don't want to hear.
Runners
right now is the man healthy? Is
no,
he healthy?
No, and this is why I'm not happy.
He's doing the best that he can.
Moving runners.
I know you don't want to talk football. I know you don't want to talk football with the neighbors. How does baseball talk with the neighbors?
I don't want to talk no sports with the neighbors, Buzz. Because it's the same dry conversation. Like I was telling Mike and them off the air. Buddy asked me, said, so what do you do now? I said, I work at the radio station. Oh, and then he hit me with, I listen to you every day. Well, how the hell you, why you ask me
He listens every day, but he doesn't know what you're up to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why the hell you ask me where I work? Like, listen, I don't mind conversations, right? Because we talk to people all the time. I just don't want stupid conversations. That's it.
Yeah.
I just don't want them to be stupid. Like, that was a stupid thing to say. Like, what do I do?
He was nervous.
Okay, well, stop being nervous. Do that. Do me that, Sam.
Yeah, all right. Well, you don't want that, and I don't want Bryce Harper, $330 million to move runners. You turn him into Mariano Duncan and Placido Polanco this morning. It's ridiculous. All right, Buzz, can we hear this? So this is from Scott King of Prussia. This is a DeCamera Fritz song?
That is correct. Let's take a listen.
Duck, cool, calm, and steady. Jack was hype, thought he was ready. But the pressure hit Jack like a storm. Joe shot the world, broke the norm. Morning lights shine on the course. Afternoon fades with regretful remorse. Joe's got the mind tricks, Jedi finesse. Jack crumbles under the mental stress. Jack thought he'd win this with ease, but Joe played chess. Jack played in threes. Yoda whispers Joe's game is tight. Fritz can't handle the mental fight. Joe's in his head living rent free. Every swing Jack takes screams defeat. Baseball's next, but can Fritz regain? Or will Joe's mind games drive him insane? Morning lights shine.
What do we think of this one here?
It kind of reminds me, it has a Backstreet Boys feel to it. Not a fan.
Do you like this one or the one?
The song, I like the creativity.
This is our second one we've gotten today.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the whole Backstreet Boys feel. Nah.
So would you,
I would, between the two, I would take this one.
This one, you like this better than Sean's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now this one a little more upbeat. This has
a little
more
upbeat. I mean, it was a little bit, yeah. But no, I mean,
Someone in the comments said the other one felt like Austin Powers and Goldmember type feel.
Yeah, there was a little of that. Yeah, it was, I appreciate both of them because these are.
Yeah, that do. I mean, I appreciate them. I just don't like them. I mean, I could do two things could be true.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I
appreciate Bryce Harper. I won't like it if he's moving runners.
I'm just saying.
Hit the ball.
Do what you got to do, Bryce.
Oh, my God.
You should play with Bryce Harper and MLB The Show and lay down some bunts.
Yeah, I'm just moving the runners along.
I don't like the venom in Buzz's voice.
Because you're just turning
see if you win the game doing it.
Player,
no, I'm just
into
saying,
a slap hitter.
I'm trying to give you guys the reality of the situation we're in, and y'all mad at me.
Yes.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm sorry.
I'm just keeping it in the beam.
I already did. All right, that's enough for us today. You guys have a great rest of the day. Go Phils tonight. We're going to play some video games
on
Fantavision.
Go Bryce Harper.
We'll talk to you tomorrow
at
10.
Move those runners.
No, hit the
Joe Buttigieg.
I'm done. That's enough. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.